This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump's been speaking by phone this morning with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the latest push for an end to the war in Ukraine.
The goal of the call, says White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
His goal is to see a ceasefire and to see this conflict come to an end.
She says he's grown weary and frustrated with both sides.
The president and his team have put an enormous amount of effort in solving this very complicated war that, again, began because of the last administration's weakness.
And when asked if he'd be willing to meet Putin in person to negotiate a deal to end the war.
I think the president would certainly be open to that, but let's see how this call goes today.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
And today, Vice President Vance said Trump is more than open to walking away from trying to end the war if Putin doesn't come around. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Basically, it's not clear that he is serious about ending the war. You heard the frustration in the words of Vice President Vance. The White House must have serious doubts at this stage. Respected military analysts think that the problem for Putin is that he faces a dangerous political moment for himself and his government once the war comes to an end.
Now to Capitol Hill, where CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says the Trump spending bill has made it out of a House committee headed for an uncertain future.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he wants a full vote on the floor this Thursday, and he can really only afford to lose a couple of votes. So the president is starting to apply that pressure. Now, even if this bill passes the House, it still has to go through the U.S. Senate, where one Republican over there compared it to the Titanic.
On social media, former President Biden thanked people for the love and support shown since it was revealed yesterday. Yesterday, he has an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Urologist Vipul Patel at the University of Central Florida.
It appears to be metastatic to the bone and therefore a late diagnosis. And often surgery and radiation can often be ruled out. And you start as a primary hormonal medical therapy in order to control the cancer because obviously it's already left the organ.
The FBI is revealing more about the 25-year-old bomb suspect who died in a blast outside a California fertility clinic.
The subject had nihilistic ideations, and this was a targeted attack against the IVF facility.
The FBI's Akil Davis labeled the man's writings as anti-pro-life. Embryos at the facility were not damaged. The biotech company Regeneron is buying 23andMe for $256 million. The genetic testing company had filed for bankruptcy. Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. City of Racine crews are still collecting storm debris. DPW is picking up branches curbside. They've expanded bulky item pickup, and special hours are in place at the Pearl Street facility. Officials are warning about out-of-state storm chaser scams. They advise hiring local contractors for repairs. An 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night in Racine. A 16-year-old suspect has been arrested. Police say the investigation is ongoing. The Menominee Tribe's proposed Kenosha Casino cleared a major hurdle after a federal agency rejected a proposal last week. It would have limited gaming around Milwaukee. That's all according to the Kenosha News. The amendment allows the $360 million project to proceed. The casino still needs federal and state approval and is planned for land near I-94 and 60th Street. The LGBTQ Center of Southeastern Wisconsin in Racine abruptly closed on Friday. That surprised staff and community members. There's more details about the closure and how they were getting funding available online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And several Kenosha Unified High School theater productions were recently honored in statewide ceremonies. Several of the Jerry Awards are coming to Kenosha, with major prizes including Outstanding Musical and Lead Performer. The statewide Jerry Awards program honored over 500 achievements in high school musical theater this year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Baltimore Orioles tonight at AmFam Field. After 7 years, Baltimore fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, over the weekend and replaced him with third base coach Tony Manzolino. Now, yesterday, the Brewers avoided a sweep. They beat the Twins 5-2. Pat Murphy conceding the Brewers have not spent very much this year in free agency.
I trust the players. I like the players. I think they're good. Now, did we go spend a lot of money in the offseason, guys? Let's call a spade. No, we didn't. Are we real deep in the position player business? No, we're not. But we have good ones.
In golf, Scottie Scheffler shot 11 under par to win the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte.
I've prepared my entire life, and to have a chance to win a tournament that I've dreamed about as a kid is a pretty cool feeling. And when you step up out on the first tee, there's definitely stress. It's definitely challenging. But at the same time, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
That's Scottie Scheffler with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking out my back door. Just got home from Illinois. Here is Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR, on RJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Until happiness
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
His first hit as a solo performer. That's Diana Ross, Supremeless, from 1970, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey's rest of the story coming up at 12:05. It's a story of somebody very famous in history who had a remarkable, unbelievable thing happen to her at about 2.5 years old. And she went on, obviously, to not only survive, but to become a world figure. It's coming up, 12:05, Paul Harvey's rest of the story, only on WRJN.
Come visit Time and Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant, for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, oh, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time and Again Music.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A major program that protects drinking water is on the chopping block in Congress. Lawmakers are considering slashing $2.4 billion from the state revolving fund. The program helps Wisconsin replace lead pipes and filter toxic contamination out of drinking water supplies. Our state will lose $54 million next year if funding gets cut. Parts of Wisconsin are being invaded this month by lake midges. Swarms of the insects have been rising from water bodies, including Lake Monona in Madison. The bugs can create quite a scene when they all hatch at once, but they are harmless and provide food for fish, bats, and birds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Hits WRJN. Strawberry Alarm Clock. The lyrics make no sense at all. They didn't have to. It was the 60s.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
Yeah.
least you can do. Beat makes in politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
I'm Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A heads up for anyone needing Social Security services in Racine. The office has moved from Durand Avenue to a new address in the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center near the interstate.
The feds are now planning to auction off the old building. There's no word yet on what prompted the move. A kid from Kenosha is getting a statewide honor. For a few years now, Jackson Thomas has been putting together a Christmas toy drive. And last week, he was recognized as Volunteer of the Year at the Wisconsin Governor's Service Award. Governor Tony Evers presented the award to Jackson during ceremonies in Madison. The annual awards, organized by Serve Wisconsin, honors volunteers making a difference in communities across the state. City of Racine crews are still cleaning up storm damage. Today is another day for tree limbs and branches to be picked up. Those should be placed in the right-of-way for collection. The Pearl Street Yard Waste Drop-Off Site and the Solid Waste Transfer Station have special hours to help get rid of storm debris. They're open through mid-afternoon. This week, bulky item pickup is being expanded to allow more than five items without stickers on regular trash days. There's more about the City of Racine's response to last week's storms at WRJN.com. Racine police are still gathering information after an 11-year-old boy was fatally shot by a sibling Friday night. It happened at a home on Prospect. A statement says a suspect was arrested after the shooting at around 10:30 Friday night. The family ended up taking the boy to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say an investigation is ongoing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy today with a lake breeze and high temperatures scraping about 50. Got rain rolling in around midnight, leaving us with a dark and damp day tomorrow with soaking rain. It'll be windy and we stay cooler, and this lasts well into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Southeast Wisconsin. We'll get to summer eventually.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here's another one of those songs that was recorded with the help of mostly studio session players. Band didn't play on the song. Not many of them. We didn't know. We didn't care.
Everything turned, turned, turned. There is a season turned, turned, turned. And there's time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones. Stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
I swear.
Blues Timeless Hits, WRJN. A famous person had something really remarkable happen to her at 2.5 years old. Wait till you find out what it was and who it was. It's coming up on Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story at 12:05 on WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdeliracine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdeliracine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, good, good.
side of Come Together from Abbey Road, The Beatles, WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump with two phone calls today. First, with Russia's President Putin, and later with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president has grown frustrated with both Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky, and he's hoping the phone conversations will lead to progress towards a ceasefire. But she wouldn't say if President Trump would impose a new timeline to get it done.
He has made it clear to both sides that he wants to see a peaceful resolution in a ceasefire as soon as possible, but as for specifics on a timeline, I won't get ahead of the president.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Former President Biden thanked well-wishers on social media today, hours after it was revealed he has an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Urologist Vipul Patel at the University of Central Florida.
I think his prognosis is really going to be dependent upon the genetics of the tumor. At 82, he's not in poor health. But obviously, the therapies would have more effect on him potentially.
On a flight home from Italy, Vice President Vance questioned the former president's transparency about his health.
This is serious stuff. And this is a guy who carries around the nuclear football for the world's largest nuclear arsenal. This is not child's play. And we can pray for good health, but also recognize that if you're not in good enough health to do the job, you shouldn't be doing the job.
House Speaker Johnson wants a vote by Thursday on the Trump budget bill that was sent through a committee. Many hardline conservatives